Hunters on St. Lawrence Island have reported oiled wildlife, the most recent report this Monday. Responders from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation and the U.S. Coast Guard planned on arriving at the island to the communities of Gamble and Savoonga this evening. KNOM's Lorelei Kanin has the story.
Coast Guard spokesperson David Mosley says the first report was made October 25th about a seal that looked like it had some oil on it. Then a hunter on Monday came across birds that had oil on them. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation also received reports of oil-soaked debris that washed ashore on the island. Mosley says the culmination of reports raised red flags, prompting a closer look. The DEC says in a situation report that the product found on these animals and debris is unknown. Samples were given to a laboratory in Anchorage to find out what is covering the animals. The Coast Guard has not received any reports of damaged or sunken ships in the area, but a team will be established this evening to find the source and cause. Gamble City Clerk Michael James says the mayor of Gamble has been in contact with the mayor of Savoonga, the Coast Guard, the DEC, the Village Corporation, and the Tribal Council.
You know, they're coordinating an effort to get a team together to go and try and find out where the source of this oil is.
The area is designated as critical habitat for spectacled and stellar eiders, listed as threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. But the area is also home to seabirds, mammals, clams, crabs, and vegetation the people of Savoonga and Gamble depend upon. James says finding the source is critically important.
Everything we harvest is from the ocean, pretty much our seals and our wildlife and the sea plants that are gathered and the birds that feed from the sea. You know, it's we eat these things, and it's really important that we find out where this contamination is coming from.
DEC Information Officer Ty Keltner says three Coast Guard personnel and one DEC person was scheduled to land on St. Lawrence Island at 5 o'clock this evening. James says there is a team of local guides ready to work with the team arriving in Gamble tonight. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.